Park City School Superintendent Imber Conley says with the success of the PC CAPS program, or Center for Advanced Professional Studies, the school district is looking into putting more resources towards growing the program. That includes the possibility of creating an offshoot of it, an academy that focuses on education in STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math.
It really is the capstone program for STEM. And of course, that's a big buzzword right now, STEM learning. And so we are intentionally doing curriculum and instructional design as that end program and working backwards.
While the district recently remodeled a building in the Prospector area to accommodate the new program for this school year, Conley says the program's success necessitates its expansion and there may be a new PC CAPS building in the future.
We have proposed buildings for that program, and it also would maybe possibly look like a STEM academy. So still being very close to both Treasure Mountain and the high school, but offering maybe a blended learning type model for our students for one more option.
Conley says they'll also consider how to incorporate winter athletes in the future so they can stay at Park City High School and be part of the PC CAPS program, which currently takes students for half their school day.
Looking at the success of our competitive winter sports students that still want to be part of our district, it would be a great option for them as well.
If a new building for the PC CAPS program is needed near the high school and Treasure Mountain Junior High, Conley says it could also house various other programs.
We are growing, and so part of that building, again, is being very intentional and looking down the road 5 to 10 to 15 years of what our staff needs as well. It would not be a new district building. However, it could possibly be a professional development building underneath. And I'll be really honest, my vision that I've shared with my governing board members is to have a family resource center, one centrally located place where parents can come in and get information about all the schools, all the programs, and it would be possibly located in that building.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Imber Conley. She says they have been looking at several options for a building, and it's looking like a new building versus remodeling an existing one is the option they'll choose. The school board meets Tuesday at 4 p.m. in regular session at the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.